board.
Okay. Moshe Weinberger gave a Sichas Musar in the Heichal of the Yeshiva in New York, and pointed out that in the world of Torah Hasod, we're currently at a point of Omdos Hayu Raglech Bisharayach Yerushalayim. We're at the Sha'ar of Yerushalayim. We're at the gate of Yerushalayim. And Omdos Hayu Raglenu. Raglenu represents the world of Hergil, the world that we're, our day-to-day world, and it's, in other words, we're about to move from the day-to-day to a world of Yomim Noroim. Sanatoket Kedushas Hayom. It's very hard to be able to think straight at this point. I apologize. I wasn't here this morning. That unfortunately, Minag Olam is that people pass away, and Tu Nichumei Avelim that I had to make in Alon Shvut and in Beitar. And again, when everyone goes to Nichum Avelim and when hears stories of Hashkacha Pratis, people's lives, where were they in the Holocaust, how they are where they currently are. It all brings Rosh Hashanah to core in terms of the world of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So what I'd like to do with you this morning for a few minutes is to take these three brachos and to discuss them in terms of trying to give a sense of the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. We know that classically on Amidah of Shmona Esrei, on Yom Tov has seven brachos, three of Shevach, three of Hodah, and in the middle a bracha of Kedushas Hayom. On Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Daf Lamed Beis learns out from Sukkim, we add three brachos, Zichron Trua, Vayolachem Zikron Lefnei Hashem Elokechem, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Malchios Zichronos Shofros. And what's unusual is that normally when you add 7 and 3, you get 10. But here, the Gemara in Brachos, on Daf Kaftes, when it talks about Tfilas Chana, points out that in the Tfilah of Chana, she was one of those who was Nifgada, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered her on Rosh Hashanah, along with Sarah, Rachel. In her Tfilah, from which we learn many, many Hilchos Tfilah, the Shem Hashem is mentioned 9 times, and so Chazal understood that there is a concept of 9, and so the 10 are being limited to 9. In the piyut of in the Chazaras Hashatz of Shacharis, it says Novavim Begishas Chosamos Tisha, that Novavim, we are speaking when we step forward in terms of being the Chatim of the Brachos, there are 9 Chatimot Mispar Shatot V'Chosmehem Tisha, that these are 9 foundations. Leminyan pilul shemot tisha. This is the number of shemos in the pilul, in the tefillah of Chana, kechinina akara yalda shiva. As Chana, who was the akara, and she plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when she was zocha to have 7 sons. So we have over here the concept of 9, which means that we have to take one of those three brachos, one of the Malchios, Chronos, and Shofros, and merge it into one of the 7 brachos. And so there's a machlokas in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis and Bet Aleph in Rosh Hashanah, where are we going to put Malchios? Malchios was chosen as the bracha which is going to be merged. With what is it going to be merged? Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Paskin said it should be merged with the bracha of Kedushas Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh, that we should have a bracha that would conclude Melech HaKol HaAretz, Melech HaKadosh, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva, who paskin that we merge it with the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, that's our nusach, Melech al kol haaretz, Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. I photostated for you on 2 sides of a page the core of the Shmona Esrei of Musaf, namely the bracha of Kedushas Hashem, the bracha and the 3 brachos of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, which will help us understand, namely that there's a certain sad hashaveh between these 2 brachos, which is Kedushas Hashem and Kedushas Hayom, that will help us understand what Malchios is all about, because it could fit into either of them. Malchios, as we know, is a coronation, a hachtara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all of existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all of existence. Einod milvado. Hakol the Adon Hakol, all for the boss. Kadosh Baruch Hu is everything. That these are facts. This is a metzius as much as we can speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu as being a metzius. The recognition of this fact is our kiyum of Malchios, recognizing, declaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, and bringing about as much as we can a situation where Yakiru Kulam, where this recognition will be universal. Now, what does it mean that recognition should be universal? It's 99% universal. Namely, all the upper worlds, they recognize and declare the Seraphim, the Ofanim, the Chayos HaKodesh. There's no question, they don't need our Malchios. Hu Hadin, the entire world of Teva, recognizes and declares Hashamayim Misaprim Kvod Kel. It's very, very popular in the last 10 years to have a coffee table book called Perek Shira with all the beautiful pictures of nature. But each of those aspects of nature, be it water, be it earth, be it birds, be it mice, be it elephants, they all sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every one of them has a song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Last year, I had a difficult issue, it was 2 years ago, in my apartment with water. So I quickly emailed my wife, tell me, what's the shira of water? What am I doing wrong over here? Where am I missing things? And it was very helpful. In any case, the lack of recognition, the lack of hakara, is dafka by humanity. That's the only aspect of all of the Bria which currently is not Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, our Malchios, we point to ourselves, to Klal Yisrael, and to humanity to declare, to make this Hakara, that it should be internalized within us. And that's what we find both in the Bracha of Kedushas Hashem and in the Bracha of Kedushas Hayom. This brings about the moment that we're dealing with recognizing the truth. When one recognizes the truth, this brings about a simcha atzuma. We speak about ein simcha kataras hasfekos because we got to the truth. Right? There's no simcha like having the truth in your hands. Rav Pinkus gives a very beautiful mashal, just change it a little bit, that if you have 10 people standing holding paper bags, and we know that in those paper bags, each of them contains $1 million. And one of those 10 knows what's in the bag, and the other 9 don't know. You can see on their face who knows and who doesn't know. The one who knows he's holding $1 million, you'll see the simcha on his face. The other 9, they have the fact. They're holding $1 million in his hands, but they're unaware of it. The lack of awareness, right? So that's what we say, simcha la'artzecha v'sason le'irecho v'chein tzadikim yismachu, right? In other words, that all of Yisharm Ya'alozu, that the tremendous joy comes about from knowing that one has the truth, and we daven that this should be the status of all of humanity. So we say in the bracha of Kedushas Hashem, v'simroch ato Hashem Elokeinu meheru levadcha al kol ma'asecha, and in the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, Maloch al kol ha'olam kulo b'chvodecha inasi al kol ha'aretz b'ikarecha. What then is the difference between the bracha of Kedushas Hashem and the bracha of Kedushas Hayom? The question is the means. How is it going to come about? What is the means of bringing about this recognition by all of humanity? That there are two ways, there are tzvei dinim. One is b'chein tein pachtecha, Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha, v'ein moscha al kol ma'asheh b'rasra, v'yaruucha kol ha'ma'asim. Fear, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use fear, trembling, awe, as the means of bringing about this result. And if there are individuals who are brought to the brink and becholzot, I mean, what does fear mean? Fear means, fear, last year there was a hurricane in New York, right? A hurricane, an earthquake, a volcano, a terror attack, a war, something, a traumatic event is going to occur where someone is going to believe I'm alive as a gift of God. There's God. God gave me a gift of life. In other words, that via this trauma, ein lanu liftoach ela alvinu shebashamayim, this is the conclusion of a person living in ikvisa de mishicha. That's the conclusion of most people. You're going to have those people who are so dense. Oh, in other words, had good luck, Baruch Hashem, keep my lucky rabbit's foot in my pocket, and that's what's keeping me going. So then, those individuals They'll be vaporized. Namely, via this process, this is the process of Biur Hara. The Biur Hara comes about out of the trauma that's brought on humanity. Those that come to the right conclusion, wonderful. Those that don't come to the right conclusion are simply out of the picture. That's one way of viewing the end of days. That's one way of viewing the eschatological vision that we have, that this is what's going to be the scenario. The assumption is that man is never on his own going to come to God. It's only going to be by being imposed by God. That's the approach of Yochanan ben Nuri, and therefore put the bracha of Malchios within the bracha of Kedushas Hashem. That's where it belongs. Before V'simlo, Chata Hashem Elokeinu. That's where we put in Oreinu L'Shabeach and the entire section of Malchios. However, we pass like Rabbi Akiva that there's another scenario as well. That there's going to be a time when people are going to be thirsty. They're going to be thirsty for spirituality. They're going to be looking for God. And they're going to find God within everything. They're going to see God without necessarily his imposing himself. Yakiru v'yedu kol yishvei sevel. In other words, that this is lahafnos elecha kol rishei aretz. That they're going to come on their own. They don't have to have a bir hara. There can be a tikkun hara. These then are the two possible scenarios. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We take our bracha of Malchus. This is what we daven for. We don't daven. We know that there are two options. We daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be melech. However, if we have the choice, we would rather that his malchus came about via the hakara, the voluntary hakara, rather than by it being imposed. But we recognize that we have these two brachos, we have these two options. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose which of them he's going to use. That's the macro of Malchios. It's our recognition and our tefillah that this recognition should become universal to all of humanity in one of two scenarios. And we paskin that we prefer the scenario of tikkun hara over the scenario of bir hara. But there's also if there's a macro, then there's also a micro. And the micro of Malchios, the pratim of Malchios, are found in the psukim. I mentioned to you, just one second, finish the idea. I mentioned to you that there's a Magen Avraham in Siman Samaches that speaks about psukim. The Magen Avraham speaks about the importance when you're reading piyutim, anytime that there's a piyut, and this piyut quotes a pasuk, in other words, realize that that pasuk is the core. You should understand the piyut around the core. The Machatzis HaShekel took it to the world of Slichos. That in the world of Slichos, as we pointed out, before every ket of Slichos, there are psukim. Stand on those psukim, read them slowly. That's the whole purpose of the Slicha, is to expound upon these psukim. Kal v'chomer, the Menoshal Kal v'chomer in Malchios, where Chazal chose the number of the psukim, the order of the psukim, the nature of the psukim, these psukim really flesh out what is Malchios. I'm sorry, Yoni, you wanted to ask?
Is there an interesting connection between the kinds of Tikkun Hara and the Kedushas Hayom?
Coming. Yeah, I mean, yes, 100%. I mean, that's basically the Kedushas Hayom, as we'll see, is a Kedushas Hayom that allows for Vasise Mola, for a Chidush, that everything can renew itself, and once you're renewing yourself, in terms of tshuva, then Ketinok Shenolad Dami, you know, and so within the potential of Rosh Hashanah is that ability of a human transformation to a totally different individual. That's Malchios, in other words, that humanity will transform into Ovdei Hashem. Okay, so let's take these 10 psukim of Malchios, and at this point, I just want to mention that what I'm going to say from now on is repeating to you from memory that which is etched in my memory. What I did a half hour ago, I don't remember at this point, but 45 years ago, I heard a shiur from the Rav Zatzal on the psukim of Malchios, Zichronos v'Shofros, and I was waiting for someone to publish it, and Baruch Hashem, within the Rabbi Ganak's machzorim of the Rav machzorim, a good part of it is, I think really is brought down, but I'd like to go through it with you as I remember it from the shiur, that if you look on page 93, that's where we have the Malchios. The Malchios begins with the pasuk, Kakasu b'sarasecha, at the end of Alkein Nekave, Hashem Yimlochi Olam Vo'ed. That's the first pasuk from Torah. So If we were to be translating this pasuk, we're Aryeh Kaplan, we're writing a new perush on the Torah, how would we translate Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed? What are the two options of Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed? Where is this pasuk, by the way?
It's
the end of Shiras Hayam. We say it every day, right? Hashem Yimloch, even say it twice, right? To wake ourselves up, right? To point out we hit the end. Okay, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed. So we even have a Tirgum over there to know that we've completed the... So before we sing the Tirgum, the possibility is interpreting this in terms of the future, Yimloch, or Yimloch is also a present tense. Is it a Hoveh that God currently rules or God will rule? So the Targum says both. Hashem Malchusei Ka'em Le'olam U'le'ome Omaya. That God rules past, present, and future. And this is really the core of Malchus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two sets of laws that behind which he stands. One of these sets are what we call the laws of nature, the immutable laws of nature, the law of gravitation, the law of conservation of matter and energy, the formula with which matter is converted into energy and energy is converted into matter, the laws of electromagnetism, quantum mechanics, all the laws of biology, physics. These are laws of God. And then we have laws that govern human behavior. It's what we call the Torah. The laws that govern all of nature are universally accepted. No one in his right mind would say, I don't accept the law of gravity. I'm just going to jump and keep going up. It doesn't go. If I'm going to sit under an apple tree, the apples aren't going to fall on my head. I'm not, in other words, that doesn't go. In other words, that God imposed the laws of nature on man. As opposed to the Torah, the laws of human behavior, those he left up to Bechira Chafshis, of the individual. But they're all one. They are all one. Istakel ba'oraisa ubara alma. All the laws of nature come from the same source, from the Torah, as the laws that govern human behavior. So, Hashem yimloch li'olam va'ed means that currently HaKadosh Baruch Hu is molech and his melucha is accepted by all of humanity. There's no one who doesn't accept the laws of nature as governing his surroundings. However, in terms of the laws of Torah, that's where we daven Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, that we daven for universal acceptance of the laws of Torah, so people will see that this is an artificial bifurcation, that they're all one and that they're all one and the same. This is really the purpose of all of creation, one looks in Derech Hashem, one looks in Da'as Tfunos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, and then he hid himself. He hid himself in order that we find him, in order that we remove the divisions, that we remove all of the curtains, we remove all of the mechitzos, and see the truth. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, Le'olam Va'ed. So he gave us a hint. Right? There are laws of nature. Those laws of nature you accept, just expand. In other words, just as I am behind those laws of nature, Avraham Avinu saw the world, Yesh Bira Bo'eres, Yesh Baal Habira, that those laws of nature imply that there is a creator. Hu Hadin, the laws of human behavior, are one and the same. Who is on that point currently of Hashem Yimloch, currently accepting Melucha? That's the second pasuk. Ohi bit Oven bi Yaakov, v'lo ra'a amal bi Yisrael. Hashem Elokav Imo Utras Melech Bo. Now, the first pasuk is the ideal, and the second pasuk is now let's deal with reality. Currently, who accepts the Melucha of Hashem? Klal Yisrael, Truas Melech Bo. That the Trua is the fanfare that one plays for a Melech. However, when does one play a fanfare? When the Melech enters. Namely, currently Klal Yisrael is at a state of a hot and cold running water, that the Melech keeps entering and keeps entering. If he keeps entering, that means he also exits, right? That we have a Kriyas Yamsuf, and then we have Mara. That we have a Matan Torah, and then we have Egel HaZahav. We have a Binyan HaMishkan, and then we have Korach and the Meraglim. This is all of Jewish history. Bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu in, Truas Melech Bo, and then somehow, forgetting after Yehoshua, you know, where it's we have the Tkufa of the Shoftim, and then bringing him back in, the Tkufa of the Malucha, and then forgetting, back and forth, Churban and Binyan and Churban. This is the state currently of the Malucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Malucha which is constantly being renewed. The third Pasuk is where we're headed to, Vayehi Bishurud Melech, when the king will sit among Klal Yisrael. When he's sitting, he's not entering, he's remaining. B'Hisasef Rashiyam Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, that's the eschatological vision of Geula, namely that we have this ideal. Klal Yisrael accepts the ideal on an intermittent level. Klal Yisrael, we declare, will accept the ideal on a total level, a level of Klal Yisrael. Moving over to the Divrei Kotshecha, to the Ksuvim, here we find our moving from Klal Yisrael to the rest of the world. Ki Lashem HaMelucha U'Moshel Bagoyim. I think you're all aware that the pasuk by Yosef Ve'Echav, HaMaloch Timloch Aleinu, HaMashol Timshol Banu, is interpreted both by the Ibn Ezra and the Gra in the same manner. That there are two words that we have for a controlling royalty. One is Melucha and one is Memshala. The difference is that Malucha is a king who is accepted voluntarily, and the Moshel is the king who imposes himself on the community. That's what the brothers said to Yosef. Do you think we're going to accept you voluntarily as our leader? HaMaloch Timloch Aleinu? Do you think you can force us to accept you as our leader? HaMashol Timshol Banu? So what does this pasuk say? Ki Lashem HaMalucha. God deserves to be accepted voluntarily by Umos HaOlam. However, Moshel Bagoyim, that which he imposes, they accept. They accept the law of gravity. They accept E equal MC squared. They accept the laws of quantum mechanics. That he imposes. But Ki Lashem HaMalucha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should be accepted also in terms of the world, the laws that govern human behavior. That's what should be. Ki Lashem HaMalucha, that's what's coming to Hashem. However, currently, Moshel Bagoyim, he imposes, they accept. Kof Aleim HaKigiyus, that's which they don't, it's not imposed, they don't accept. Kofen Osoach Yom HaRotzani. V'ne'emar, again, a pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Malach. If you want to understand who is the Hashem who should be accepted voluntarily, Geus Lavesh, that's the God who is clothed in the splendor of the universe. Lavesh Hashem owes his azar. This is the God of the supernova. This is the God of the constellations. This is the God of Ma'ariv Aravim. Aftikon Tevel Baltimot. This is the God that keeps the world turning. That keeps everything in tandem, everything in order. This is the Hashem Malach. It's one and the same. Like we say in the bracha of HaMa'ariv Aravim, Kel Chai V'Kayim Tabid Yimloch Aleinu Lam V'Ed, that the Kel Chai V'Kayim of nature should be Yimloch Aleinu Lam V'Ed, should be accepted voluntarily. We have in the Perek in Tehillim that begins Hashemayim Esaprim Kvod Kel, so it ends Toras Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. It's the same Perek. It's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we tend to make that split. So we pointing out to the Goyim, realize that you do accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just expand it from that which is imposed upon you to that which you can accept voluntarily. V'ne'emar su sham rasheichem v'hinasu pisrei olam. The Gemara points out that even though we have over here four psukim, this is considered to be one pasuk in the count of ten. That a pasuk doesn't mean a pasuk that ends with a sof pasuk. A pasuk ends with as a semantic unit. When you have a thought unit, we have one thought brought in these four parts of this run on pasuk. Su sharim rasheichem, that the hearts of man should open up. Hinasu pisrei olam, the pisrei olam, the hearts of humanity should be open. V'yavo melech hakavod, to allow the melech hakavod to enter into them. Mihu ze melech hakavod? Hashem izuz v'gibor, Hashem gibor melchama. The God that we know as the creator of the universe, he is the source of melech hakavod. Su'shem rasheichem u'su'u pisrei olam v'yavo melech hakavod. Mihu ze melech hakavod? Hashem tzvakot, the God of the hosts. The God of all of the constellations and the planets, who melech hakavod selah, he is the one who should be accepted also in terms of the laws that he leaves for Bechira, the laws that he leaves to be accepted voluntarily. We have over here in these psukim of David HaMelech the remez to the two forms of how this will come about. Either he nasu pisrei olam or su'u pisrei olam. Either the hearts are going to be opened voluntarily, su'u, or hinasu. They're going to be forced open via the v'chein tein pachtecha. In other words, that these are the two options that exist for bringing about the goal of the world. And then we have De'adecha Hanaviim Kosov Lemor, the same concept. Hashem Melech Yisrael currently, go alo in terms of the future. Hashem Tzvakot, this is the God of nature. Ani Rishon Vani Achronum Bibaladai Ein Elokim, and so I should be accepted by Klal Yisrael, and then Valumoshim Bahar Tzilonish Potet Harisav, moving over to all of humanity, Vahayetah Lashem Hamalucha, that the Goyim shouldn't only be Moshel Bagoyim, but Ki Lashem Hamalucha, and that will concluding pasuk V'Ne'emar V'Hoya Hashem Lemelech Al Kol Haaretz B'Yomahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, will that everything will be unified. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Hashem Tzvakot and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Melech HaKavod, it'll all be one. That's Hashem Yimloch Olam Va'ed. And this idea then is re-expressed by the 10th Pasuk, the Pasuk from the Torah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Here we have everything, you know, it's Hashem Elokeinu for Klal Yisrael will be Hashem Echad of all of humanity. Hashem who is Hashem Elokeinu, the Hashem, the law, the God of the Torah, Elokeinu, Elokim in Gematria is Teva. All of these are Hashem Echad. It's all one unit. It all comes together, and that's the bracha. Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Melochal Kol Ha'olam b'Chvodecha, Hinaseyal Kol Ha'aretz b'Yikarecha. Again, to take that which we accept, and our process of Malchios is we declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu is King, and we inform the nations that this is the situation. We daven that this will become a universal acceptance for everyone. Kol ha'olam, kol ha'aretz, kol yoshvei sevil, yida kol pa'ul ki ata pa'alto, yavin kol yatsur ki ata yitzarto, yomer kol asher neshama ba'apo, Hashem, who is currently Elokei Yisrael, is melech, should be voluntarily accepted, umalchuso bakol mashallah. That which currently is under the memshallah of Hashem should be under his malchus. That's the bracha that we have over here, of and that this, you know, would bring about a tremendous amount of simcha. Samchenu b'Yeshua secha ki atalokim emet, because we have the emes. When you have emes, it brings about simcha. And here we have the merging of the bracha of Malchios with the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. Okay, that's in terms of Malchios. And of course, then comes the tkios in the Chazaras Hashat, in our, according to our minhag, in Chazaras Hashat. And those tkios we put in kavanas. So the kavana of those tkios should be the truas melachbo. These should be the tkios that represent the fanfare of the king coming and hopefully remaining, not have to come and leave, but hopefully remaining, not just coming to us, but coming to the entire world. Moving over to Zichronos. In Zichronos also we have psukim, and these psukim are introduced with a piyut, Avata Zocher Ma'ase Olam. And this piyut points out that we're moving now from the world of Rosh Hashanah as the world of the coronation to the world of Rosh Hashanah in terms of Yom Hadin. Imru Lefanai Zichronos, Kedei She'ya'aleh Zichronechem Lefanai Letova, that we have din. Din implies that there is Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all that is going on. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry, knows all that is going on, and therefore he can judge us according to everything that he knows, according to our actions, according to our speech, according to our thoughts, ma'aseh, dibur, machshava. The idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boundless. There's no concept of past, present, and future. And his hashgacha is basically on two planes. What are the two planes? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the macro vision, everything. Each individual. So we have over here what we call hashgacha klalus, and we have hashgacha pratis. we have the hashgacha of the of the medinos, and we al medinos boi amer ezo lacherev ubrios boi fakedu, and each individual person. And so this then is the framework of Zichronos. And so of course the first pasuk puts all of this together. The first pasuk is Noach. Vayizkor Elohim et Noach. Noach represents both a human being, an individual, and all of humanity. Namely, we have within Noach both the Kol HaMifal and the Kol HaYetzur and Maaseh Ish Upekudaso. We have the Zocher Kol HaMaasim and Doresh Maaseh Kulam. The Nefesh HaChayim points out, not exactly in this pasuk, but other pasukim, Doresh Maaseh Kulam, that you can have 10 people who will do the exact same act, but they'll get totally different reactions from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of din. Because an act isn't only an act. An act is also a question of with what kavana it was done. In what framework was it done? Was it done when other people watching? Did that create a Kiddush Hashem? Did that create a Chilul Hashem? Was it done b'chadrei chadarim? All of that is Doresh Ma'aseh Kulam. All of that is included within the world of Noach. And then it continues to the same duality in Mitzrayim. Vayishma Elokim es na'akasan. The na'aka of Klal Yisrael, the na'aka of every individual Jew. But in the second pasuk of the Torah, here Zichronos takes a right turn. Vayizkor Elokim es briso es Avraham es Yitzhak es Yaakov. Zichronos, we all know the conclusion, Baruch Ata Hashem Zocher HaBrit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach over everything. However, in Klal Yisrael, there's a unique covenant, a unique bris, where the Rav called it a covenantal community, right? We're an Am HaBris, which is a two-way street. On one hand, we have unique obligations. We're on the level of being the spokesman for God in the world. We are the Hemshech of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. If we fail, they fail. That's a tremendous responsibility. We have a double bris. We have a bris as a nation, the bris Sinai, Am Skula v'Goy Kadosh, and we have the bris of Arvos Moav, Atem Nitzavim Kulchem Hayom Lufnei Hashem Elokeichem Rasheichem Shivteichem V'Chulei Shoev Emecha. That we have the bris of each individual Jew, but this bris is a two-way street. It's not only an obligation on us, but it also HaKadosh Baruch Hu made promises. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a certain degree, his hands are tied behind his back. There's a promise that history will come to an end, where there will be slicha, where there will be geula. And so we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to, within this din that we have in Rosh Hashanah, which is a universal din that affects everything in the universe, when you come to Klal Yisrael, remember the bris. And then all the psukim from there deal with the world of bris. Zacharti is brisi Yaakov, brisi Yitzchak, brisi Avraham. We bring in psukim to mitigate the din, but to put the din on a plane of that we want to serve as that continuity towards Yemos HaMashiach. Give us another chance to perform that. So those are the psukim that we have in the Torah. Those are the psukim that we have in the Ksuvim. Those are the psukim we have in the Neviim. They all deal with bris. I won't get involved in it, but there's one pasuk that in our Girsa leaves out bris. Zecher asal niflosav chanun v'rachum Hashem. And so the Rav naturally said that's a mistake and should leave out the next v'ne'emar, but we should say the psukim as written down. In other words, as this pasuk continues, teref not only array of yizkor lo lambriso, and then the Rav had to add in another pasuk, but which is found in the Siddur of Sadia Goan. But that we're not getting involved in. Okay, so this then is the world of Zichronot with the chasima of the bris, remembering the akedah. Remembering the unique bris that by Kosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem Zocher HaBris. This is Zocher by Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean to remember, because you only remember if there is a past. Kosh Baruch Hu Zechira is simply a state of being. Kosh Baruch Hu is aware. We ask Kosh Baruch Hu that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on purpose makes himself unaware unless we ask him to be aware. Right? In other words, in Mitzrayim, we needed the na'aka the Adam Harishon had to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware we need rain here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware we need a gula, but he wants it to be verbalized by us. That's our shutvus. So we are bringing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want him to be more aware of the bris, particularly at this moment of din. And then the tkios, the shofar blowing post Zocher HaBris, this is not hachtara. This is not a mood of tremendous joy of a coronation. This is din. This is not the world of Truas Melech Bo, but the world of Yom Trua Yehielachem, Zichron Trua, Ola Elokim B'Trua. This is the Elokim. This is the Midas Hadin, which is coming within that Trua. Hashem B'Kol Shofar, that hopefully will be mitigated by the Hashem, by the Midas Harachamim, by the Bris. But these shofars should be a shofars of fear and trembling. And concluding, finally, we get to the world of shofros. Shofros, ato nigleisa banan kvodecha, shofar is simply a means to an end. It is a reminder, the shofar is a reminder of gilui shchina, nigleisa. And we point out in the introduction that this gilui shchina happened on the plane of Klal Yisrael as a whole at the time of Matan Torah, and that all of humanity was aware something was going on, kulo chol mipanecha, but the aton nigleisa, the atohar esa, ladaas, that was at the time of Matan Torah, and that's, those are the psukim, kakosu b'sarasecha, those are the psukim that come from the Torah. All three psukim deal with his galut hashkina of Matan Torah. Moving over to avodecha neviyim, skipping the ksuvim for a minute, we move to the second Giloi Shechina, which will be Kol Yoshvei Sevel V'Shochnei Eretz Kinsonei Sarim Tir'u U'Kitkoa Shofar Tishmo. It'll be a repeat of Matan Torah, but to the entire world. Kol Yoshvei Tevel, the same Re'ia and Shmia that we had at Matan Torah, Kol Ha'am Roim Es HaKolos, and the Shmia of Dvar Hashem, that will be for all of Umos Ha'olam. Bayom Ahu Yitaka B'Shofar Godol B'Ho'ov Demei Eretz Ashur Nidach Meitzrayim Hishtachavu L'Hashem. And the third pasuk also deals with the Gilui Shechina of Yemos HaMashiach. However, we have also psukim from Divrei Kotshecha, from Ksuvim, from Sefer Tehillim. What do those psukim relate to? We have the psukim from the Torah relate to the Gilui Shechina of Matan Torah. The psukim from the Neviim relate to the Gilui Shechina that will be Yemos HaMashiach. The answer is, you can't speak about the fact that there is only going to be a Gilui Shechina in the Avar and a Gilui Shechina in the Atid. We can't exist without a Gilui Shechina. We are Chelek Eloka Mimal. We have within us that which is yearning to link in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so there is a Gilui Shechina in the present as well. This Gilui Shechina of the present differs only in terms of its impact on us. Namely, instead of our feeling it with our external senses, our sense of hearing, our sense of sight, we feel it with our inner senses, that we internally feel Gilui Shechina. Without there being a Gilui Shechina nowadays, we couldn't speak about tefillah. What is tefillah? We're omdim lifnei Hashem. That's the whole concept of Amida. Omed lifnei hamakom. If there's no Gilui Shechina, then there can't be tefillah. This is brought down in halacha, that the way that a person stands Shmona Esrei is different than the way that he would say Kriyat Shema. A Jew dressed like Tarzan can say Kriyat Shema. A Jew dressed like Tarzan can't say Shmona Esrei. In other words, that he's omed lifnei hashchina. Omed lifnei hashchina. You have to put something over your chest. You have to have a different level of tikkun begodim. The first chidushei haramban in Meseches Brachos towards the end points out that there's a difference in terms of the level of shichrus that would be allowed for someone to say kriyat shema, but in order to say shmona esrei, he has to be on a lower meaning less shikor, right? He has to be more aware of himself. If he's shikor kolod, he can't do anything. So then he's mashal kebehemos nidmu. But there's a degree of shichrus that where he could still say kriyat shema, but he can't yet daven because davening is omed lifnei Hashem. There wouldn't be a concept of a simchas yantif without amida lifnei Hashem, v'samachta lifnei Hashem elokecha. We couldn't learn without a gilui shechina. Minayin she'echad she'yoshe v'lomei Torah she'shechina imo. That in other words, that there is a gilui shechina even nowadays. B'miyuchad This is Rosh Hashanah. Those are the psukim. V'divrei kachal kazav lemar Allah Elokim b'trua Hashem b'kol shofar. That there's a chiyuv on Rosh Hashanah to feel the Elokim. There's a chiyuv on Rosh Hashanah to feel the Hashem. It's Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Daf kafav amid aleph. Keva and delizikaron havia kelufnai velufnim dami. Since the purpose of the shofar is to serve as this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person should feel as the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He is lifnai velifnim. So therefore, between the two, the sandwich, the core of the sandwich over here within Shofars is that we have three Giluyei Shechina. We have Giluyei Shechina of the Avar, Atane Gleisa Banan Kvodechal Am Kotshechala Deberimam. Those are the psukim of the Torah. We have the Giluyei Shechina of Kol Yoshvei Sevel of Yemos HaMashiach. And in between, we have the Gilui Shechina of Ola Elokim V'Shua Hashem V'Kol Shofar Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kesel Yom Chagenu. That we have this Gilui Shechina currently, which we have to open up our internal part, internal selves, to feel this Gilui Shechina. However, the third pasuk, those are the three psukim. Chatzosa Kol Shofar, Tiku B'chodesh Shofar, Allah Elokim B'Trua. But then here, unusually, we have a fourth pasuk, not just a pasuk, but a perek, the final perek of Tehillim. Perek Kufnun of Tehillim hits in here. What in the world is this doing here? This is not one of the ten psukim. We have three of Torah, three of Ksuvim, we're going to have three of Nevi'im, and end off with one of the Torah, B'yom Simchat Chem Moadechem. What is this perek of Tehillim doing here? So the Rav explained very beautifully, and up to this point, and Halavai Vayter, the Shlichei Tzibur that we've had in the yeshiva, have been mekayim it, that there is a mandated reaction to Gilui Shechina. The mandated reaction to Gilui Shechina is Shira. Kriyas Yamsuf, there was Shira. Klal Yisrael brought Bikurim to Yerushalayim. Omdos HaYiragleina B'Sharayach Yerushalayim. Samachti Ba'omrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech. You burst out spontaneously in Shira. So the moment that we point out that on Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Truah, and on this Yom Truah we should feel a Gilui Shechina, so we burst out in song, which is the reaction to this Gilui Shechina. Haluka, Lokel Bekodcho, Bekiya Uzo, Kol HaNeshama Te Halel Ka. And of course, the end of the bracha is the tefillah, Shomea Kol Truas Amo Yisrael Berachamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should respond to our requests, our request for the hachtara, our request for a din with brit, and the fact that we should be zocha to the total Gilui Shechina of Yemot HaMashiach. All of this should come about via the means of the shofar. So the common denominator we have over here of Malchios, Echronos, V'Shofros, is Ani Kirvas Elokim Litov, is to stress the Kirva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And basically to spend this 48-hour day of the Kedusha Achasi as linking in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the level of Malchios, level of recognition, on the level of the hodah, which comes about from that recognition, the tefillah, that it should be universal recognition, on the level of zichronos, that we have a unique din, a din of bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, a unique relationship, and the level of shofros, of Gilui Shechina, that this should be part and parcel of our Yom Tov experience. Nizkeh mirtz Hashem la shir chadash al gulasenu v'al pedus nafshenu.